All right. So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I am the COO of the Mortgage Calculator, and this is our loan officer sales training that we do every weekday at 12 p.m. Eastern, where we go through the front end of the mortgage business. Today, we're going to be talking about mortgage leads on Facebook. So I'm going to keep it simple today because we have some other trainings on this already. You can go on our YouTube channel or anywhere that our trainings are and check those out. So I'm going to refer back to a couple of those today, but we won't go too in-depth into each thing. So we'll keep it quick today, and let's go ahead and get it started here. I'm going to take the chat off the screen for now, but keep dropping comments in there. You can drop any questions you have in the chat as well. That is totally cool. All right, so welcome everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I am the COO of the Mortgage Calculator, and this is Mortgage Leads on Facebook. So let's talk about how we can utilize Facebook. A few different ways here. Now, first off, something where people, you know, when you say get leads on Facebook, a lot of the time we're just talking about ads. Notice actually the last thing on my list here is leads ads, right? So lead ads technically. And so, you know, there's other ways that we can get leads both from our existing Facebook and, you know, obviously building our Facebook. So first of all, Facebook is a great tool to contact your sphere, right? So especially for newer loan officers, hopefully you've all reached out to your sphere. Very important to do to make sure that they know what you do at the very least. You know, I talk so much when we talk about sales, especially for new loan officers, about your sphere and contacting everyone, not only because it's important and it will help you grow business and you'll get some deals out of it, but also a major part of it is to make sure you don't miss out on the deals that you were supposed to get. I tell people all the time, you're going to be really upset or you're going to feel some type of way, at least, when your cousin, uncle, you know, friend from high school, whatever it is, when they post they bought a new house and they didn't use you. And you go, what the heck? Why didn't they use me? Well, because you didn't let them know, right? Oh, well, I post on my Facebook. My Facebook says that I'm a realtor, or my Facebook says that I'm a loan officer, or whatever it is that we're doing here, right? You have to specifically let each person know, specifically let them know, I would really appreciate a chance for your business since I know you. So if you or anyone you know is looking for anything to do with mortgages, purchasing homes, refinancing homes, getting investment properties, let me know, right? So what my point here is that you can't be upset if you didn't do this, right? If you didn't do this, it's your fault. You're the only one to blame that your friend or family member or somebody in your sphere went and worked. You'll get this all the time too. You see this all the time, that your friend or family member will say, oh, I don't know, my realtor just recommended somebody to me. And you're thinking, what the heck? Because remember, the business in your sphere is already supposed to be yours. So you're missing out on that business when you don't let your sphere know what you do, make sure that they understand that you know, you're almost expecting their business because they know you. So you're saying, hey, this is what I do. I'd appreciate it if you use me. Then you can be upset, right? Not that we want to go around being upset at people, but I'm saying then you have a right to feel some type of way. You're obviously not going to tell them that or, you know, cause a fight or anything. But the point is, you have zero reason to be upset if you didn't do your job and contact every single person in your sphere. Facebook is a great way to do that. Most people that you know are typically on your Facebook page, right? In your sphere. And so Facebook is an important way to, you know, to couple up with you contacting everyone in your phone, right? Everyone in your phone, whoever's not on your phone is going to be on Facebook, and whoever's not on Facebook is going to be in your phone. Between your phone and your Facebook profile, every person you ever knew in your entire life, I'm assuming, is probably in one of those two groups, right? And then now, of course, grow your sphere. So we talked about this on one of the previous trainings here that was how to utilize social media, right? Just social media in general. And I talked about how people don't take advantage enough of growing your sphere. And this is what I mean by that. growing your existing sphere through things like friending the suggestions that Facebook is giving you. You know this person, you may know this person. This person is friends with 10 people that you're friends with. You might not have any idea who they are, but if you friend request them and Facebook tells them right there, you have 10 friends in common. I must know this person, right? And so you're like getting secondhand sphere-ness going on. I don't know, you know, but for a lack of better words here, you're extending your sphere, right? So growing your sphere, obviously, on all social media platforms is typically going to be done how you grow your platform, which is going to be following people, commenting on things. These are the type of things that you do. But when we're talking about this right now, I'm talking about literally growing it in a personal way to where now, instead of just having people engage in your social media, you're literally growing your sphere of people who are connected to you, which is always a lot better, right? So again, take advantage of that. Every time Facebook suggests you may know this person, you may know that, for every single time you should be friend, 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 right? Because that's very important. Now, here's the next important part to make sure that we actually take advantage of that. It doesn't do any good to have people that are a few degrees of separation from you or one, and you're growing your sphere, you're getting new people in there. You've contacted your sphere already on Facebook, so they know what you do. Well, now it's time to actually stay relevant and use what we do to brand into everyone's head that we are a loan officer, we're professional, we know what we're doing, we have amazing programs, all this kind of stuff, which goes back to what I always talk about when it comes to events or trainings or closings. We're going to not bombard people with spam. We're going to just post real things that we're doing, post trainings we go to. We're going to post us being at events and conferences and open houses. We're going to film or post pictures of us at the closing table with clients. It's the action. It's not posting a bunch of flyers over and over again telling people to work with you. It's not posting your business card over and over again telling people to work with you, right? It's actually living it and doing it. And when you've told your sphere, this is what you do, and then you show them on your timeline that this is what you do, it's cemented that that's what you do and that they need to use you, because you're obviously embedded into this industry and know what you're doing. Because I always see Kyle at real estate events. He's like really into real estate. He really knows what's going on. He's at every event. He's always at events or open house or whatever. People remember that. They remember, yeah, every time I see Facebook, he's talking about some real estate stuff, or he's like at a real estate event. Those things are constant reminders to people. It's not a good constant reminder to post your business card to your Facebook page every 2 days and just try to get, you know, it's about action. It's about living it and showing that you're living it. And like I say, on some of these other trainings, half the point is to do this, right? Half the point of going to an event is to document it. You got to get in that mind state, right? That's how it is nowadays. That's the world, is that going to an event, half of it is the actual networking and the stuff and the learning that's going on at the event. The other half of the benefit is for you to properly document it and put this out there in all of your social media and boost your persona of being a mortgage professional, right? And being in the industry and being somebody that somebody would trust with their transaction. Now, participating in groups. So we have an entire training. I'm not going to go too in depth into this because we actually have two entire trainings on Facebook groups and how to use Facebook groups, right? But when we talk about right now how we can utilize Facebook, we can utilize groups for prospecting. Now, when I say using groups for prospecting, again, go watch those Facebook group training if you haven't yet, because it's very important to understand we don't ever post an ad in a group. We don't ever post a spam post. We don't ever post a flyer or a business card. We participate in groups, and we naturally are able to prospect. So I'm not even sure if prospecting is necessarily the right word. I guess we're able to open up doors for, you know, business by, you know, participating in the, I guess, correct or you know, proper way, which is a very soft sell. You're not selling at all, right? You're just being a member of a community, which eventually will get you business. I talk about it on that Facebook group training, how Nick got 5 loans out of simply commenting in a Facebook group, an investor Facebook group, commenting on somebody's question that she had an issue she was trying to solve. And Nick just commented and said, hey, a DSCR loan would be great for that. Because she was asking the question, does anybody have any advice on what kind of loan I could do for this situation? Nick said, a DSCR loan is great for that. He didn't say, call me about it. He didn't say, I'm a loan officer that does this. He didn't say, you know, he DM me and I'll do one for you. He just was genuinely engaging, and he ended up getting 5 loans because the lady messaged him and said, oh, hey, do you know, can you do that type of loan for me? Like, but it wasn't him. You know, there were other people commenting on the post that were posting those exact things, really like thirsty, I guess you could say, right, is a newer term word for it, where they're all just trying to plug themselves as to where Nick was just genuinely helping, ended up being the one that she reached out to because he was obviously an expert. He was not desperate for business. I mean, it comes off in the right way, right? And then since then, one of our loan officers is still working with that person because that person's still sending us loans. And obviously Nick doesn't originate anymore. So one of our loan officers is still working with that person who not only did 5 loans themselves, but is still referring us loans to this day, all from one comment on a post in a Facebook group with no advertising, no, you know, call me, DM me, text, none of that. One genuine comment equaled, I mean, how many tens of thousands of dollars is that in commission by one comment, just being a real part of the community. So prospecting, but again, not, you know, your traditional prospecting. We're talking about really soft sell here. We can get clients in Facebook groups. Now, also we can network in Facebook groups. Huge opportunity to network with realtors in Facebook groups. There's tons of real estate, realtor investment groups, all kinds of stuff, right? Where realtors are, and other people you may want to network, but typically we're going to probably be connecting the dots with more realtors. And then also education. I can't tell you how much I learn on a daily basis from being a part of Facebook groups, you know, like Burr and like the real estate investor group, and you know, even like the Brokers Are Better group and stuff like that for the more loan officer stuff. I mean, especially the Burr group, you know, which is a huge investor group. I learned so much. Every scenario people post and the answers that they get and the advice that all the other landlords have for this landlord that has this issue, or all the other investors having this problem funding these type of projects and stuff. I mean, it's so cool because it's real. You can read the stuff on paper and, you know, guidelines and stuff all day, but it's so interesting to see the transactions that are actually happening out there, the trials and tribulations that these people are having. Because remember, at the Mortgage Calculator, these are our clients, right? These are our number one clients, or people that need non-QM loans, investment loans, and you see all the things that they want, that they're wishing. I wish my lender could do this. I wish my loan officer was this. I wish I had this type of person to work with. This city or state is crazy, and this won't, they won't allow this to happen. And then again, you got so many people commenting, oh, this is what you should do. I set up this LLC to do this and that. And I mean, again, I can't every single day, because again, you know, like for example, I ride in Ubers like almost every day. And so I'm just sitting there, right? And so, yeah, scroll through your Facebook and it's inserted into your life. You're standing in line somewhere. Pull up your Facebook, start friending people in the you know, your sphere and all that kind of stuff, right? But the education is great. I really recommend everybody be a part of a Facebook group. Read what's going on. Read the comments, the responses. Comment and respond yourself, you know, and be a part of it. But again, I can't stress enough how much every single day I learn new things from being a part of particularly the investment groups, right? Which I'm also a real estate investor. So obviously I'm probably more interested than a typical loan officer, but if you work at the mortgage calculator, you should be just as interested as if you were a real estate investor. You probably should be a real estate investor and or should be looking to become a real estate investor. A couple of our loan officers have bought properties recently that never owned properties before, and now they own rental properties after working here for, you know, a year or two and, you know, knowing the programs that they had available and getting inspired to get rental properties. So I'd recommend everybody, you know, put your money where your mouth is and use your own programs if you have the means to. If you don't have the means to, take these, you know, points to heart, get out there and make some sales. Especially when the rates go down, there will be plenty of business for everyone to have excess money. And I would recommend putting it into real estate deals using your own products that you can take advantage of, that you know about. And so, you know, again, Facebook groups, great. Be genuine, participate genuinely, network genuinely, and, you know, use it as education. And then the last thing here, again, I'm keeping it short today because almost every one of these topics we have another training on. But the last thing here is lead ads, right? So I guess you could say any type of Facebook ad. A lead ad is a certain type of Facebook ad, the way that it is set up and comes into your system and stuff. There's all kinds of different types of ads. Remember, if you're running your own ads, you need to be using business Facebook, right? Facebook for business. You don't just like post, or I mean, excuse me, boost a post. That's not advertising, right? You need to use the actual Facebook for business platform. At the mortgage calculator, I would recommend just letting us do it for you, since that's, you know, what we did for a living before we got into the business. But you can always do your own lead ads. You can always do your own Facebook ads. You can use your webhook to bring them into our system instantly and automatically, right? So it is possible for you to do that. So we do have the ability to take advantage of Facebook ads as well, whether we set it up for you or, you know, you set it up yourself. But notice that I have that on there last, because all this other stuff is free, right? It's everything I just went over is free. It takes you maybe a little bit of time, right? But it's all free. The lead ads are obviously something you have to pay for. Anybody can do that anytime. I mean, you all at the mortgage calculator have a button in your CRM. We can press the button and boom, you have a proven out ad campaign on Facebook up and running. The lead's going to you instantly, right? And so it's pretty simple to do that. And it just takes money. But the other stuff here is what you need to work on, which is what takes work, which you may need to go look at some of the other trainings we've done to do some training on each topic and get them up and running. Here is my takeaway from today. It's really all of these besides the ads, right? All of these besides the ads are the actionable items to take away from today. If you haven't done so yet, you need to contact your sphere today. Don't procrastinate this. Don't delay this right now, today. Once we get off this training, start contacting your sphere. Let them know what you do. Let them know you'd appreciate it if they or anybody they know, they could send your way. And you want to, you know, and again, too, you don't have to be salesy. A perfect way that some people do this. And so I just want to make sure that you know, so that, you know, that you have the opportunity to use me, right? I don't want you to not know and use someone else. So I just, you know, you don't have to be like spammy. You can be, I just want to let you know that this is what I do, just in case it comes up, because I'm going to be upset at myself if I don't let you know, right? And you use somebody else. And again, that's your fault. So contact your sphere right now. Pull out your phone for those of you who have Facebook on your phone right now while I'm talking, right this second. Pull out your phone, open Facebook. It'll start suggesting friends to you. Start friending them all right now. So start contacting your sphere. Start friending the people, because it's only going to give you X amount of people every time you log in, right? So every time you log in, you should be friending those people. And then, you know, the next time you log in, it'll, you know, prompt you with some more people, right? So you need to use it every, it's one of those things where like you got to use it every day, right? Or else you're going to kind of lose those people. And then again, we need to be posting on our stuff. So that's kind of more long-term, but the actionable item here for today, contact your sphere, grow your sphere, and then join the Facebook groups. Like if you haven't even joined these yet, please just go join the Burr group, go join the Real Estate Investor Network group, like go watch the Facebook groups training that we have. I list a few other ones there. The very least you can do is press join, right? Like, get that out the way right now, today, right this second. Pull out your phone or go open your browser and just join the groups at the very least, so that they start coming into your thing. So today, please, everyone, if you haven't done so yet, contact your sphere. Start approving friend requests from the people that Facebook says you may know that are, you know, 1, 2, 3 degrees separated from you, and at least join the groups. Maybe today you don't have time to start commenting on different things in the group, but the least you can do is click the button to join it so that it starts, you know, coming into your feed. So that's it for today. Again, each one of these has a separate training already. Go to our YouTube page or whatever page you watch our trainings on, and you can do more of a deep dive into each of these things. We literally have a sphere training, you know, a staying relevant on social media training, a Facebook groups training, and then actually a social media ad training too for the lead. So go ahead and check those out. Thank you everybody for tuning in. Appreciate it. Remember, we do this 12 p.m. Eastern time, where we go over every weekday, where we go over the front end of the mortgage business. So got some new topics this week, got a special guest this week as well. So we'll get into that later here, but thank you everybody for tuning in. We will see you tomorrow at 12 p.m. Eastern for the next episode of the Loan Officer Sales Training with the Mortgage Calculator.